Question number 7. You described the lunar rover as a bugging bronco on the moon. Would you elaborate and assess the rover's performance and tell us what changes you recommend for the 1972 model?
Well, there were several times there when we were riding along where we'd hit a sizable bump, and you could see the wheels come off the ground and float through the air. And but Dave should comment more as far as the driving. And it was really like a bunking bronco. That's true, because I was strapped in. As you know, Dave had to strap me in because I had some trouble with my seatbelt. But I really did feel like I was on a bunking bronco.
I think I might add that it's a very stable machine, but because of the 1/6 gravity, it tends to float. In the simulations we ran in Houston, we saw the same amplitude or the same degree of bouncing, but a different damping. In other words, the vehicle would come off the ground, or one wheel normally would come off the ground. It would take it somewhat longer to return to the ground than in 1G. And I think it's just a matter of becoming accustomed to the driving. It's a very stable vehicle. The suspension system is excellent. We had to make some rather sharp avoidance turns periodically. And in these turns, we could tell the vehicle was quite stable, no tendency to turn over whatsoever. I think the only recommendation we'd really have would be to come up with a new idea on a seatbelt type arrangement, and we've discussed that also. I think we have some suggestions we can make when we get back to ensure that you can have both crewmen securely in their seats in a short period of time. Other than that, I think the vehicle is about as optimum as you can build.